I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Everyone in 64-year-old Ellen Needleman's circle knows that Ellen loves her booze. Mm. And Saturday it was Make Mine a Double for Ellen. Make Mine a Double as in double DUIs. Ellen got two in the same day. Yeah, it started off Saturday afternoon when police say Ellen was driving drunk around a parking lot, knocked into a parked car there.
This is about noon, you say?
Yeah, she was charged with DUI, possession of a controlled substance, after cops said her blood alcohol content was registered at close to a .23. They found some codeine pills in her bag as well. And then later on in the night, Ellen got pulled over again after leaving. Where was Ellen leaving later on in the night, Brad? A liquor store.
Well, she had a tough day. Yeah,
this time, police say her blood alcohol level was only at a .09, still over the legal limit. But it was a .09, but she was about to work that up as she left the liquor store with a few bottles.
I see you're drunken, Ellen, and I'll meet you with a drunken Ellen. Although she, still younger, old enough to know better, 53-year-old Ellen McMillan was booted from Disney's Hollywood Studios last Thursday in Florida. And she hit a taxi driver in the parking lot when he wouldn't give her a cigarette. And it turns out, you know, she gets into the parking lot there because she goes to Disney all the time. In fact, I should state she calls herself a Disney super fan. Her Facebook page shows that she goes to Disney and the parks there almost weekly, and that she shares topics and tips and everything with other Disney lovers. There's a chat thing that she's all involved in. She's a Disney super fan. So when they pulled up to Disney's Hollywood Studios, she slaps the taxi driver, and then when she gets out, she's asking everybody for a cigarette. She's slurring her words. She reeks of alcohol. She's incoherent. She can't keep her balance. She starts swearing at some nearby children. She's asking...
Very un-Disney-like.
Oh, asking the Disney people for the cigarettes. They won't do it. They finally call the cops. She's hitting the cop, kicking the cop as they put her in the back of the cop car, and Disney finally said, you know what? We have absolutely no tolerance for violence. She's been banned from the happiest place on earth.
Yeah. All right, and so we got a couple of drunk Ellens, and then I'll give you some drunken raccoons. In Ontario, plaguing a neighborhood, apparently. Residents of this suburb of Ottawa have spotted these raccoons acting like, well, not acting like their usual selves. Said one resident, after looking at one of these raccoons, she said, hey, he couldn't really move. He was dragging his legs. He was wobbling. He was having a hard time standing. You could tell something was wrong with that guy. The day before, another resident saw one of those raccoons. She said, yeah, he seemed drunk. He kind of looked like he was sleeping it off under our deck. And she said, her husband said, yeah, earlier, you know, the day before, he said, I saw that thing was sort of stumbling along just completely off, like somebody who may have had a few extra libations. Well, fermented fruit, they say, is most likely what is to blame here. I guess it's crab apples that they're getting drunk on, and these raccoons are gobbling these things up, and then they're getting bombed, and they're wobbling around the neighborhood and having a difficult time standing up.
We have a crab apple tree in our yard, and the goats will, the second you open the gate, but they'll run straight to the crab apples and the ones that have fallen on the ground. And it used to be the grain and the chicken coop, but the crab apples, they're not fermented yet or anything, but they go straight for it.
When they ferment,
yes.
Let's run a little experiment.
I can't believe it's news.
That'll be fun.
See how they do.